If you come to LA, nigga, you gotta give me a verse or you gonna have problems. And he said, nigga, he kept, that's how Jay-Z ended up on some of them songs. That's how everybody got a verse with Def Records, because he said, if you come through LA and you don't give me a verse,
I'm listening.
Fuck this nigga. They say, and you come, and he said, you come through this bitch and you don't give me a verse, nigga, you have problems. They said, shit. Who? They said somebody tried to sneak out. Mace tried to sneak out without coming through more than a verse. So they ran a nigga out of that bitch. So Mace got ran out of there.
Shit.
To make sure I said, hey man, my fault. I was just saying, hell no, nah, nigga, we need two versions of that. But you ain't never coming back to this bitch. Nigga, Death Row was running shit. But then, Biggie, people just start talking about Biggie this, Biggie that. And then Tupac told him, he said, as long as you got the bitches, you got the niggas. So then Biggie stopped making like songs. They were talking about the 10 crack commandments and all that. He started trying to make stuff like one more chance after Tupac told him that. And he was like, man, all that lyrical shit is cool, but if you really want to sell something, you got to start rapping like this. So then Biggie just started blowing up. Tupac was like, all right, that's my brother. Then next thing you know, he was like, all right, since you're getting big, we're going to start doing something good. Started trying to do something good, and then getting his ass shot. But I don't think Biggie shot him. Biggie definitely didn't shoot. He just, it's kind of like, he said when after he got shot, Biggie didn't like holler at him or nothing. You were supposed to be the nigga coming down the stairs with a gun, but you didn't say, hey, Pac, you all right? Hey, look, them niggas, they some hardcore dudes, I don't know. He didn't say nothing. And then when Pac got shot, that dude stretched. Who's on that song, you know, I got keys coming from overseas. That's a nigga 200 G's, that whack ass nigga on Pitching Me Rolling. Said Stretch pulled up and was like, hey, this is a message from Jimmy Henchman. You know, Jimmy Henchman, that was the gang's manager. You remember when 50 Cent said, word on the street, the Yale slapped the shit out of kid. And Jimmy gone doing life, go smack him again. Jimmy Rosemont in jail for life now because Tony Yayo smacked his son and he sent somebody to kill a member of G-Unit and he got caught.
And got life?
Yep. And then, it came out that Jimmy Henchman is the dude who sent somebody to shoot Tupac. They really sent him to rob Tupac to send a message, but Tupac pulled out a gun, so they popped his ass. Yeah, they ain't no Tupac had a gun on him, too. So, they had to shoot him, and then they tried to snatch his necklace or some shit. I don't know. Biggie said on the movie, Biggie said, hey, man, look. Some rough dudes, man. Them some rough dudes. And he was like, no, them my homeboys. Biggie told that nigga that too. He said, them some rough dudes you hanging around, man. He told him that, and then like it was a rape. So Tupac smashed this girl, and he didn't really want to fool with her no more. He like, you know, get out. I want to be by myself because he wanted to start. Yeah. Tupac had just got done. All Eyes on Me. All Eyes on Me was a double album. Basically, it just had so many songs on it. And it was selling so well. So he told Suge, he said, look, man, look, you said you wanted two albums. I gave you a double album.
They're selling double shit apart for that album and wherever it's in. Like Chris Brown shit. Or they not had
it? Nah, he really sold 10 million.
So they had that shit back then?
I don't know what the fuck this shit is with Chris Brown, but I know damn well there's some fishy shit going on.
It's the fact that it was a double album. Like, every time you stream an album one time, it counts for two
Tupac, he supposedly, now they say he smashed Faith X. Supposedly. But see, she didn't know they were beefing.
You know what, that could not be true, but I ain't gonna lie. Just cause my nigga Pop, I feel like nigga hit every bitch, they say he probably hit.
Because look, it was an interview, and they said, Suge. He said, why you on Faith, but this nigga was serious though. Then he said, why you on Faith was taking so long making that song? And then he said, I just had to handle a few things. He was like, what the fuck, nigga? I was having studio time. Suge just was like asking nigga a real question. Like, man, you can't be doing that, man, because time is money. He was like, man, I just had some things to do. And it's not like Faith knew they was beefing. And then, fuck you, nigga. Nah, Tupac supposedly smashed her ass, took pictures with her. And then, after that, that's when he came out and said, first off, fuck your bitch, and they clicked me fine. So it's not like she knew they were beefing. Tupac snuck him and dropped hit him up. And then, right after Tupac got shot, Biggie comes out with a song called Who Shot You? And he said, I recorded that before you got shot. That's what they say. I recorded that before you got shot. But then it come out right after Tupac got shot. And he didn't come out on wax and was like, fuck Biggie, fuck. He got Faith to come to his studio. Now what he did, we don't actually know. But all I know is, right, that's when he came back with Hit 'Em Up. I think Biggie just was really just trying to do that for publicity. You know what I'm saying? Like Tupac is shot, I make a song called Who Shot You? But I mean, none of the songs sound like he talking about Tupac in it at all either. But just the song called Who Shot You? And then I was supposed to be going up there to see you. I met these guys through you. And the reason why Tupac had that rape allegation, I think the dudes did rape that girl. Jimmy Henchman and Haitian Jack. Haitian Jack was a director.
Niggas out here raping, man.
Haitian Jack was a director. He had hella money. So he had enough money to get a different trial. That's why Tupac said, same crime, different trial. His picture wouldn't sit. But then Tupac ended up getting off. And he did just a few months or some shit like that. He was supposed to do 4 years, but then he was respectful to the judge or something. He wasn't supposed to go to jail for long, but he was on his way to jail, but he just never did the time and he died. And so, shit. What happened? Something else happened after that. Oh yeah, that's when all the Hit 'Em Up was going, and then Biggie was supposed to be Biggie ran up on Faith. He was like, what the fuck? You done did this and you did that? Because a picture came out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that Instagram was a picture. And they was just, he had his arm around her. I don't know what the hell that was. It looked pretty bad. And even Biggie said, if Faith get pregnant and if Faith could have twins, she'll have two pops. And Biggie said that. And then he said it damn so. He said, that's why I had the accident. Did you do this? If you did, you know, you can't do this again. Because he was on Faith fucking Lil' Kim. And she knew it. Probably like, I'm just gonna fuck another rapper then. Ha, gotcha. Not knowing all the shit that was going down. That's what I think happened. Got your ass, bitch. Come on now, if Stevie J can fuck up, you know Tupac. That shit was over. Beef with Bad Boy and then Snoop. Snoop didn't want no beef. He ain't want no problem with them East Coast niggas. Snoop just wanted to make music and have peace. He wasn't into all them niggas running up on there and whooping their ass. He just wanted to get on the jet and go the fuck home. You know what I'm saying? Snoop was a peaceful ass nigga. But he was on Death Row, so his contract was on Death Row and Dr. Dre signed him and left him over at Death Row. So Snoop was just like, God damn, now I gotta diss Dre. He said, now I gotta diss Easy. I ain't even wanna do all this shit. Y'all niggas are dragging me in this shit. So they went up to the Hip Hop Awards and then Biggie was getting big. And they were like, well, God. that was explosion of what happened. So that was big beef. And then Snoop came up there. Tupac was in jail. Snoop said, the East Coast ain't got no love for Dr. Dre.
Oh,
Snoop
Dogg.
Y'all don't love us. Y'all don't love us. And then everybody from New York was like, everybody from New York thought he was gonna say, fuck New York. He said, well, let it be known, man. We know it's the East Coast. We know this is the hard city, but show us some love. We deserve some respect. And they said, Snoop, then again, save everybody on death row. Like, all right, we'll let y'all leave this bitch. We get the fuck out of here. Because what he just said about Puff, what Suge just said about Puff, they were finna whoop their ass, but they said, since Snoop came out there and said that. So then the Outlaws had a video shoot, and it ended up getting shot up. And then Tupac was like, all right, well, when we see them bad boy punks, we going to murk their ass and all that kind of stuff. They call Snoop. They said, man, they played that clip with Tupac and said, yeah, we going to beat the shit out of them niggas. We going to do this. We going to start a riot. We going to shut it down. And he said, man, what you think about them bad boy chumps? That nigga didn't do that. Man, they the homies, man. That nigga, he was in New York and he said that shit. And him and Tupac got into a beat.
Who said? Watch it. They the homies. Oh, dang.
Snoop. So what you think about Bad Boy, huh? You at Death Row. What you think about Bad Boy? He said, they my homies. And Tupac was mad as hell. He was like, nigga, how the fuck you gonna say that? So then Tupac said, man, I don't even want to be around that nigga. So Suge was like, man, how you don't want to be around him? He was like, nah, that nigga can't get on the same plane as me. So Suge had to get two private jets. Had one for Snoop, had one for Tupac, and fly them separate. I said, damn, that nigga sure had that fucking brand, nigga. And then, but he ain't want to be around Snoop either after he said that, but he just was like, that's my artist. So he rode on the plane with Tupac. But.
Wait, is that
Suge? Yeah. Tupac, Snoop, he ain't want to be on it. He ain't want to be on the label no more. They're like, man, y'all niggas is too wild. Y'all niggas too fucking wild. It's too much going on. Y'all niggas getting me shot at. I'm just here. And then he beat a murder case. His bodyguard, somebody was trying to attack him, and his bodyguard shot. And then Snoop was on a murder case. And he was like, man, and they were like, look, they were bringing Tupac lyrics. And he was like, that ain't even me. Snoop was like, that ain't even me. That's Tupac. They're like, well, you're affiliated with him. Y'all be shooting and shit. And he shot a cop. And Snoop was like, man, look. I was just trying to go the fuck home. And then Snoop said, man, I can't be here no more. I'm out this bitch. So he was like, man, I'm trying to get off this fucking label. So the masterpiece said, I signed you. He said, fuck no. He said, fuck no. I ain't giving you Snoop no valuable asset. He said, what, my money don't spend? Masterpiece said that he was like, nah, nigga, you just can't have him. He was like, what if I gave you a little more? He was like, what you mean? So he signed him. He gave him to him, and then he sold his contract to Master P, and that's how Snoop Dogg ended up with No Limit. And he moved to Baton Rouge, completely out of L.A., man. And Pop just got killed shortly after that. Tupac was, he was going with Quincy Jones' daughter, fine as hell. That bitch still fine. And then he was like, he said, man, Suge, he came up to Suge. This is before he died. He said, Suge, look, man, I gave you two albums. And they both went platinum. It was platinum at the time. He said, went platinum in less than a year. And, I think I'm ready to be my own man. And Suge was like, I understand that, Pop, but, you know, you got to understand how much you cost. And then he showed him the books and everything like that. He was like, I'm still in the red from paying for you to get out of jail. And all these shows, all this stuff that you be wanting at your shows, all that money being sent back home, and all that money that I pay you, like, you know, some of that got to be paid for. And he said, I still need you to do some other things for me. Now, we can go on tour. He was like, I don't want to go on tour. He said, well, Pop, you know, we friends, but I'm a businessman first. I gotta make some money off my investment. You're still in the red. Tupac was like, oh, okay, I understand. Like, Suge wasn't mean to him at all. And so Tupac went back home and he told her, he was like, man, everything I got is tied to this man. The house. But he changed it to
Well, Outlaws were signed to Machiavelli Records. They were signed to Death Row East. So it was hell. And then he signed all kind of people. He signed Stretch, all the boys up under that Death Row East. And that's why the Outlaws that were on Hit 'Em Up, they were from New York. They were rappers from New York that he signed, Death Row East. Yeah, Outlaws wasn't from the West. So they were like young ass kids. And he signed them and they were rapping. He was making a little money off of them. And he wanted him to build Death Row East because, you know, Pac, you see talent and you get all these guys. You know, all them whack ass features that we think whack, those guys were known guys. Like, Tupac got them hot. Like, the Outlaws wasn't no nobodies back in the day. They were straight. And Tupac was getting them hot. And he was making the money. And Tupac was trying to make that business move, but his time ran out. And then, shit. We may Hit 'Em Up, and then, you know, that's why they won't Hit 'Em Up, to promote them, to promote the Outlaws. And that nigga kept on beefing with Bad Boy, wearing on shoes, he did it.
See, that's why, remember when I said, whenever somebody has multiple enemies, they get killed.
Yeah, he was beefing with Jimmy Henson. Jimmy Henson, Haitian Jack, Bad Boy. Fucking government didn't like him because they were trying to boycott Tupac's album even being put out.
You know, whenever you got too many enemies, you get killed and nobody knows who did it.
Nigga who killed him was Bad Boy. See, P. Diddy said all them Death Row niggas talking shit. So the next video, the next Bad Boy video, we gonna be rocking at somebody's Death Row chain. So they was in the mall and they beat the shit out of a Death Row nigga, but they ain't get the chain. So Tupac was like, we gotta retaliate on them niggas. We gotta catch them niggas, we gotta do this. So they seen them at the Mike Tyson fight. They said, there go the nigga right there who jumped Gaddafi last night for the chain. So Tupac and them beat the fuck out of him. Suge was already on probation. Tupac and them beat the fuck out of him. Suge didn't do anything but kick the nigga one time. He kicked the nigga Orlando Brown one time. And Suge got 6 years in jail for the kick because he was already on probation. And then they hopped in the car. And then the nigga said, all right, who jumped you, nephew? And his name was Tootie Red or some shit. Keefy D. Keefy D was like, all right, that's... Orlando is his nephew. Said, who jumped you? He said, Tupac and Suge jumped me. He said, Suge? So he was like, he knew Suge because he was from L.A. too. He said, Suge jumped you. That fuck ass nigga. So he said they were going to the club, the 662 club. And then Tupac was yelling out the window at some girls, telling them to come to the club. They said, there you go right there. And he said he was just gonna shoot the car up a few times. Just to let Suge know, hey nigga, don't be jumping on my nephew like that. He said, but nah, Orlando said, nah, let me shoot the car up. Let me shoot him. You sure you ready for this? He was like, yeah. So he handed him the gun. He said, that nigga shot the fuck out of Tupac. And Suge. He said he seen the bullet go in Suge's head. He thought he was dead. And shot his ass up. And then they drove the fuck off. And then Suge and the boys was riding behind them shooting their car. All this is on record too. Like, shooting their car. Bow, 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 bow.
That was the first time Tupac got shot.
That was the last time Tupac got shot. The first time was when he was hollering at Biggie trying to go upstairs. And he was beefing with Jimmy Henchman. Jimmy Henchman sent the boys to rob him. But then Tupac pulled his gun out. And they ended up shooting him. For real. Hmm. That was the last time that nigga got shot.